Part 1. Sharia or the Gospel. Two different solutions. Chapter 1. The Way to Life. As a young college student, I was proud to be a voice for Islam in the great chorus of religious perspectives at my university. The diversity of thought was beautiful because it existed in an environment where critical thinking was encouraged. As we presented our ideas and views, others were free both to challenge our perspectives and to gain insights from them, and we were all sharpened by the critical engagement. Tolerance meant always accepting people, without always accepting their ideas. So it was that in the midst of challenging a colleague's most dearly held beliefs that we became best friends. David Wood was on the debate and forensics team with me at Old Dominion University, and when I saw him reading a Bible, I did not hesitate to question its reliability and preservation. Due to our mutual passion for God and truth, we connected instantly, even though our views strongly clashed. We found ourselves in such constant disagreement over fundamental matters that we often signed up for classes together just so we could sit in the back of the lecture halls and argue. But when the circle was broadened and other viewpoints were brought into the discussion, there was a surprising trend that emerged. The first time it happened was when an agnostic teammate named Marie overheard one of our arguments and joined the discussion. David and I found ourselves side by side, in agreement with one another against her views. The second time it happened was when a Buddhist friend named Zach presented his grounds for being a Buddhist, and David and I both disagreed with him for the same reasons. Whenever we engaged people from other worldviews, the discussions highlighted the similarities between Islam and Christianity. There's really no question that Islam and Christianity are close to one another on the broader religious spectrum. They are both monotheistic, the largest two faith communities in the world, and they share many similarities. Each teaches the doctrine of an eternal, all-powerful, all-knowing God who is sovereign over the universe. It is God who created mankind out of one man and one woman, yet mankind turns away from him. Each teaches that one day there will be a resurrection and final judgment. Before then, it is of paramount importance for us to seek God.